Tributes have been pouring in for Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, who died yesterday at age 56 from pancreatic cancer. Jobs is credited with changing the daily habits of millions of people by reinventing computing, music, and mobile phones. Under his leadership, the company rolled out products such as the iPod, iPhone, and iPad. Father Michael McAndrew is a parish priest of St. Mary's Church in Swindon, England, and was a contributor to the award-winning ClyftonDiocese.com podcast. He told Lydia O'Kane the technology developed by Steve Jobs has become an important tool in spreading the church's message.
I mean, it's very sad at the relatively young age of 56 to have lost someone who did so much to help communications in the world. And I think he had a God-given gift that he used to the best of his ability. I think he did.
What is it about Apple technology that sends people into a spin?
Well, for one way or the other. For me, it's ease of use, I think. Someone like me, I'm 53, so I wasn't brought up using technology like most of us my age. But, you know, suddenly to discover the Apple stuff, he seemed to have had an eye to people who weren't techie geeks, really, but were people who, just ordinary people who wanted to engage with the media and seemed to have an intuitive way to look at it and engage with technology.
Do you think it's made a huge difference to people's lives over the last number of years?
Well, it has to mine. Because in my diocese, we use lots of technology to communicate the gospel. We use podcasts and all sorts of things. And lots of it's inspired by the changes that he brought. So it's made it easier for us to communicate what we want to say, easier to engage with technology, easier to communicate the Christian message because of the ease of use, because of the way in which tools he's put at our disposal.
Yes, I mean, you were talking there about church communications. We also here at Vatican Radio are involved in podcasts, as yourselves are. The word is part of the dictionary at this stage. Do you think it's very important for the church to be part of it, to be in there with regard to all these instruments, all these new instruments, upcoming instruments that make up this communications world?
I do indeed, and I think that the church keeps telling us we need to engage with the Pope and his World Communication Day messages. We need to engage with all the new technologies. And I think we not only have to engage with it, but we have to bring a Christian way of speaking into this world, into these technologies. We have to bring not just a Christian message, but a way of speaking which is Christian. So you see all these things, like we see the churches engage with Facebook and with Twitter, and we see the Pope's recent message on Twitter. We have to bring a Christian message, but a Christian way of speaking into this world. And I think we are beginning to do that in the church.
So you were talking about the church's message there, and I suppose nowhere was that more evident than World Youth Day. There was so much communication for delivering a message.
Exactly. I was there at World Youth Day with 100 people from our diocese, and it was just great the way in which we were able to participate in it through the technology that people had with them. We were able to look at the English translations of what was being said for people very quickly and communicate that to our young people, and also to report back to our diocese of what was being said and done. And I think that was really very, very good. I mean, I learned a lot there being with the young people. I was saying to them, they were saying to me, how do we keep in touch? And they were saying, I said, you can email me. And they were saying, oh, yes, well, I think their understanding was they email their grannies, but you need to be on Facebook, you need to get Twitter, you need to get all these things to be able to communicate these days. And the church needs to keep up with all that, I think.
Do you think there's an argument for there being too many gadgets, that, you know, every season there seems to be a new iPhone and a new piece of technology? Do you think it's almost becoming too materialistic, that people have to change their phone every few months?
Yeah, I think that is true. And I think the new iPhone that came out yesterday, the iPhone 4S, people were saying it wouldn't be attractive to people because it looked the same as the others. And people want to be seen to have a new one. Well, that's very sad. And that's part of our materialistic, consumerist culture. And I don't think we should buy into that at all. You have an iPad, and then the iPad 2 comes out, and it's very difficult for me to see quite what extra benefit you're going to get from it, except it's slightly faster, does a couple more things. I think we just be very careful not to be drawn into all that. We need to look at what the communications revolution can bring us and how we can use it. Without, at the same time, and it's a very fine balance to hold, I think, how do we engage with it all without being drawn into the consumerist side of it? And it seems almost perhaps very difficult balance to hold, I think.
as you were talking there about, you know, when we were both talking there about things moving on and the whole, it seems to be that communications is becoming ever more faster, and there seems to be more and more innovation coming ever more quickly.
Yes, it does seem to be coming more quickly. I think that does seem to be, we have to engage with the new forms of media, I think all the different ways in which people communicate. But I think, again, I'd say that we should be a voice of critique within, I think, the whole development of what's there just for profit and what is there just there to really help us. And I think we need to be engaged with that conversation, really, because it does seem to be it's growing more and more, perhaps not always in every area of necessity. But I think with Steve Jobs, what he seemed to be doing, I mean, I think there is the contradiction within that too. He seemed to be wanting to make things simpler and easier to use, but at the same time, there is all that within, I think, the world of Apple, which I use the iPad and the iPhone and all those things. But I think we shouldn't be drawn into just innovation for the sake of innovation. We need to be drawn into using these technologies to help at what we want to do, and not allowing these innovations to dictate how we engage with the media. We need to be dictating how we want to be involved in it, and that's why we need to be involved in it.
What do you think Steve Jobs' legacy really is?
Well, I agree that one of the commentators yesterday said it seemed to be that he only just got going when he died, really, to have such a vision. But I think he has given us an understanding of how technology should be, well, in simple terms, user-friendly. It ought to be at the service of what we want to do with it, and not something that dominates us. His legacy should be, I think, one which will... Yet the technology seems to be for everyone, really. That seems to be the way in which the whole thing is moving, and I think that was his vision. How would the consumer use this? How would we be able to engage with it and not just see it from the producer's point of view?